This goes to Dr. Stebbelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E-J, middle initial, Crequ, C-R-E-Q-U-E. Date of birth 1/22/1943. Dear Dr. Stebbelton, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Crequ with a diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. His last visit was January 22nd of this year. He states blood sugars are up and down. They may get up over 300 at times and then down to 100, and then he becomes very shaky. I believe he said the lowest recently that the blood sugar has been was about 70. He did have arsenic levels checked and recently, and it was a 7, and the range expected range is less than 15, so he's in the normal range. He was thinking that that may have been a possible cause of his severe neuropathy and foot drop of the lower extremities, but probably not. He's a chronically depressed patient, and today he reports that he thinks he's had Asperger's syndrome most of his life. And he knows there's no treatment or cure for it, just believes he's probably got that condition. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have intermittent constipation problems without blood or melena. No chest pain or palpitations, but he does have dyspnea on exertion. That is currently stable. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. He does have edema of the lower extremities. That is stable. And urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, although he does have incontinence of urine quite often. Medication list is reviewed. Lasix is 40 milligrams twice a day. That was decreased recently. Lisinopril 20 milligrams daily. Eliquis 5 milligrams daily. Potassium chloride with the Lasix. He's on Apidra, insulin, and Toujeo. Also Norvasc 10 milligrams daily. Linzess and Amitiza for constipation, finasteride 5 milligrams daily for prostate enlargement, Cymbalta 30 milligrams daily also for depression, colchicine 0.6 milligrams daily for gout, and albuterol every 4 hours as needed. Physical exam, weight 262 pounds, that is a 9-pound increase over 6 months. Pulse 76, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 140 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and 2+ edema in the lower extremities and feet bilaterally. And he does have bilateral AFOs on today, and he states he wears them every day. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 1st, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.13, estimated GFR greater than 15. Intact parathyroid hormone, 97.5, that's improved. Previous level was 119.3. Phosphorus, 4. Calcium, 10.1. Albumin 4.4, hemoglobin A1C 7.3, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 2,477, hemoglobin 16.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function and gross proteinuria. He will continue his lisinopril 20 milligram daily and all diabetic medications. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled. We've asked him to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.